Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I don't know if it will be Snowmageddon 2.0, but I think we're pretty much assured some kind of wintry mix, and sometimes that's worse than just straight up snow. Now, after obviously the snow debacle that happened last month and carried on for weeks, you know, we have questions. How is the city of St. Louis going to handle this upcoming storm, big or small, ice or snow? And so joining us now in Studio B is the Director of Communications for St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones, and that is Connor Kerrigan. Connor, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a quick walk over from City Hall.
Well, I know we've heard your voice a lot this morning, that with some of the answers the reporters have had, answering the questions some reporters have had this morning. So just to elaborate on that, the mayor said, you said that you guys learned from last time. So specifically, what are you doing this time around for this snow that you did not do last time?
Yeah, so certainly learned a couple lessons last time after Snowmageddon, as you coined it. So one thing that you're going to see is yesterday and today, we've got our salt and salt brine trucks all over the city. They're tackling every area of the city. I also know that this time we've engaged a contractor a little early. So we do have a contractor supplementing the work of the streets department, also helping to lay that salt and salt brine. So residents of the city of St. Louis are going to see those trucks out all today, and they were out yesterday, making sure that we're pre-treating the streets. Also, starting tomorrow, we're going to have our streets department on 12-hour shifts. We're going to have 50 trucks out plowing those arterials, those secondaries, and those hill routes. Also, one thing that we're asking for residents to do is if you live on a hill route, we're asking you today and tomorrow to park on the odd-numbered side of the street. So that's the street if you're looking at house addresses with the odd numbers. The reason for that is that we want to make sure that our plows can easily get down those streets. So we're actually, those are a couple of the things that we're doing differently is, you know, not only just being a little more proactive with that salt and that salt brine, but also trying to get the residents engaged so that we can better tackle those hill routes, which were a big part of the problem last time.
So this is from a texter. You mentioned the side street. Their question is, will the side streets and alleys be plowed in South City? You said plow, or do you mean treated, those secondary roads?
So arterials, secondary, and hill routes. So this person might be asking about residential streets. If you're on a residential street that isn't one of our snow routes, that's still not going to get plowed because we still have the issue with if we try to get into those residential streets, we're going to be knocking mirrors off, we're going to be burying cars, and that's going to cause a lot more problems. We're certainly not expecting this storm to be like last time. The big issue last time, there was a number, but the big issue last time was that those sub-freezing temperatures lasted for weeks, making it impossible to clear that ice. We don't expect that this time. So you can if you go to Google and you just type in St. Louis snow routes, you can see what streets are snow routes, those arterial secondaries and hill routes. Those are all going to get treated and those are all going to get plowed.
What about the, as you mentioned, the residential streets that cannot be plowed? Are there smaller trucks, like pickup trucks, to treat them at least?
Yeah, so we, like I said, we've engaged with some contractors who are going to be getting into some of those hill routes and those residential streets.
Okay.
And again, you know, better late than never, but we have purchased smaller trucks. They're not going to be here for this season, but they will be here for next season. And we're currently working with Alderman Shane Cohen to kind of update what our snow response and policy looks like. With the utilization of that new equipment.
Another texter asks, will bus stops be plowed?
That's a good question. I know that we are coordinating with Bi-State. So, you know, that's who runs the bus service in the region. I don't know specifically if they're going to be hitting those bus stops specifically, but I do know that we've been coordinating with them. Would be happy if that person could send me an email or something to get back. I just don't have that right now.
Do you know about a focus in front of schools, even if these are roads that were not plowed last time?
So certainly another lesson that we learned was that those schools were tough to access last time. And so you are seeing that pre-treatment in front of the schools as well.
Also, I know Mayor Jones spoke at Paraquad last night, where it was all four mayoral candidates.
Yeah.
Paraquad for those with disabilities and also looking at pedestrian safety in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So we also had someone ask, is the mayor in town this week? Will the mayor be in town all of this week?
The mayor has no travel plans this week. She'll be in town.
And also with this is something I know she was at Paraquad last night. This is my question, because I do think, just as, you know, someone who was a resident, or for residents who are there, just the frustration I've seen.
Sure.
Obviously, with leadership, it's one thing to like to make decisions, but also being visible so that people can see you. Is the mayor trying to be more visible? Like, you know, even I know you spoke yesterday. Should the mayor have spoken yesterday? Should the mayor have spoken today, just so she can be visible for people?
Oh, sure. So so the mayor's going to be putting out, the mayor has been actively with us. Sometimes just scheduling means that I have to be the one speaking instead of her. I am her spokesperson. However, we're going to be doing a lot of what we did last time, which is the mayor's going to have these daily kind of video updates that we put out on social media. And we found that those are actually really helpful for keeping people informed. So you will be seeing a lot of the mayor's face and hearing a lot from the mayor throughout this time. Absolutely.
And then also, I guess, finally, with the trucks that you mentioned, the smaller trucks, next year, but not in time for next winter, correct? Has that been pushed off?
No, yes, in time for next winter.
Yes, in time for next winter.
Yeah, we're getting them sometime in the spring, and then it's all complicated, but there's some like assembly required that has to happen, and that we expect to be done by the early summer. So absolutely, those will be here in time for next winter.
And then those, that would be the idea to help deal with those residential streets.
Yeah, on top of, you know, so I'm originally from Chicago. In Chicago, there's an ordinance on the books that says you have to park on one side of the street during those winter months. Something like that is what we're working on with Alderman Shane Cohen to see if there's a possibility of making that happen as a matter of ordinance rather than just us asking residents to do it.
Connor Kerrigan, we appreciate your time today. He's the Director of Communications for St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones, answering questions ahead of whatever it is, the wintry mix, the Snowmageddon 2.0 that we're getting in the next few hours here. We appreciate your time, Connor.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And speaking of that, knowing what exactly we are going to get, the wintry mix, the snow, we bring in John Furyk, an AccuWeather meteorologist who is keeping an eye on this system that will be hitting the Midwest. John, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. I think we're all wondering what exactly this storm will look like for people in St. Louis City and St. Louis County. What do you know so far about the kind of wintry mix we might be getting and when that will start?
So it looks like right now we'll probably start to see some snow break out across the area tomorrow morning. Now, basically from the city on south and east, we'll likely see some mixing with some sleet during the day tomorrow. So that may hold down some of the higher snow accumulations that are likely to be seen farther to the north and west. The places that see all snow to the north and west of St. Louis, that's where we'll end up with likely 3 to 6 inches of snow tomorrow during the day into tomorrow evening. But that's looking like the timing right now. So deteriorating conditions during the day tomorrow. The snow wraps up tomorrow evening, and then it'll just be digging out as we head into later tomorrow night and Thursday.
And I know you mentioned the snow and the conditions deteriorating. Did you say it's starting with some ice?
So it looks like during the day tomorrow it will mix with some sleet.
Okay.
So initially, I think most places it probably begins as some snow, but then as some warmer air tries to nudge in from the south and east, that's when we'll see a little bit more mixing with sleet tomorrow afternoon. But again, areas of the north and west of St. Louis, I don't think there's any sleet at all. I think, we'll just see some steady snow tomorrow into tomorrow evening. The city south and east is where we'll see a little bit of that mixture.
Is this snow that will stick around? Will the weather help us out in the days after it comes, or will we be dealing with it through the weekend?
So it's going to stick around on Thursday. Highs on Thursday are only in the 20s. So definitely looks like, we'll have, any slush that's out there certainly freeze up tomorrow night and the Thursday morning. And it really won't go much of anywhere during the day on Thursday. But then Friday and Saturday, we do warm up a little bit. We'll be into the 30s, upper 30s on Friday, maybe even near 40 by Friday afternoon. And then we'll probably get some rain Friday night and Saturday. So that should help to kind of melt things and wash things away on Saturday.
Yeah, and because the temperatures aren't in those single digits like we saw last time, pre-treatment should be effective this time around, right?
It would seem that will be the case. Now, I do think the intensity of the snow could overcome that a little bit tomorrow afternoon and evening. So that's certainly something we'll have to kind of watch here. But I would think the pretreatment would help at least a little bit.
In the St. Louis City, St. Louis County area, morning commute should be early enough that the weather hasn't deteriorated enough that you can get to work. Do you suggest people leave work early?
It's looking like certainly the afternoon commute is going to be quite difficult and potentially dangerous. So whether that's leave work early or whether that's potentially work remote if you can, maybe that might be the best course of action. But certainly it does look like the morning commute's going to be okay. It's certainly more concerns for the afternoon and evening commute.
And is this one round of bad weather that we're getting that starts tomorrow, or is it going to pause and then have a second wave hit us?
So like I said, I think Saturday we'll get some rain. It's not out of the question that ends as a little bit of snow, but that doesn't look like nearly as much of a problem as what we're going to deal with tomorrow. And then after that, it looks like things calm down, at least for a little while.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, John Furyk, AccuWeather meteorologist. We will be tuned into AccuWeather and to KMOX to keep an eye on things. We appreciate your time as you get ready for the storm.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. As John Furyk, AccuWeather meteorologist. Well, it seems a little bit more manageable this time around, Michael.
So here are my takeaways. Number one, it sounds as though the city is doing some more pretreatment than maybe took place the last time. Two, they clearly realize that they've got to answer the bell here based on the disastrous response last time. I don't know if this is enough, Amy, to wipe out of people's minds what was experienced before. And number two is that we're going to have some cold weather. It's still winter and snow's coming back. That's what I've taken from the 10 minutes of enlightenment you've provided us with here.
I will say this. I'm a little surprised the uncertainty on the bus stops, because I do feel like people needing to get to work, knowing what they're expecting, relying on the bus system with Bi-State, that should be worked out.
I would suspect that it's not. You can't have the response we just had and then suddenly going to have a flawless system. Mm-hmm. I have to believe that while there may be coordination, I would anticipate there's going to be issues. And hopefully Mother Nature will comply and get rid of it for us quickly. Who knows?
He's Michael Kelly. I'm Amy Mark Scores. Did You See This is next.